reading can be found on Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Amen. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. 27.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word.
Amen. Let us all remain standing as we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your wonderful word, O God. We thank you because today you're going to speak to us. And we pray, Lord, that you will speak to us in the most powerful way, O Lord. That your glory only will be revealed tonight, today, O God. Hide me at your back, Lord. Hide me behind your back so that your glory always be revealed. Lord, this is your moment. This is your word which we have just read or heard. This is your place. This is your people, O God. And we trust that today you are going to speak powerfully to us. And Lord, whatever words that we're going to hear from you, Lord, we ask that you help us to apply this, Lord, in our daily lives. This is our foundation. Your word, O God, this is our foundation for our lives, for our decisions, for our present, and for our future, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will be the teacher today. Just use me, O God, as your servant, or as your mouthpiece, Lord God, so that your message will be brought forth to your people. Glorify, Lord, only your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody will say,
Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you greet the person beside you? You check if they're still alive. How many of you here are like me today that I feel so blessed ever since the service began? The opening prayer and the praise and worship.
Amen.
And again, glory to God for the life of the worship, for the himig.
Amen.
Amen. Hindi ko na ulitin yung joke about praise and worship leading. So, if you don't know the joke, just ask the person beside you. But at the end of the service, not today, okay? Amen. So, the praise and worship is really a good foundation, right? Before we ever hear the word of God. It's like it opens up our hearts and our spirits are being connected to the Spirit of the living God. Amen? So it's really our foundation that we need for us to be prepared, our hearts to be prepared for the Word of God. Amen? So the reason why I keep on saying foundation, foundation, because not because I don't have foundation, but the message that we are going to hear from the Lord is about building our foundation. You and I, we are building something for our lives. And we all need a foundation. Jesus spoke these words, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, as we all know. This is the great sermon ever preached, given by the greatest preacher ever walked on earth, and none other than Jesus Christ. And Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is actually his instructions to his disciples. You can read that in the beginning of Matthew 5. That he spoke these words when he is in the mountain, he sat and his disciples came to him and he spoke these words. Now he taught a lot of things, that you are the salt and light, salt of the earth and light of the world, and he taught all these things. And at the end of chapter 7, this is the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he concludes his teachings. So everything that he has said from chapters 5, 6, and 7 This is the conclusion of that. Amen? So, he said in the beginning, Jesus said, therefore. Amen? When you say therefore, it means that the verses or the words that are written before that is very important. He is saying that as you have heard all my sayings, therefore, or because of that, or because of these things. Amen? So, he says, whoever hears these sayings of mine, I will liken them to a wise man and a foolish man. So there are two characters in the story, the wise and the foolish man. Amen? So as we study, let us look at the commonality of these two men. They have some things in common, and also they have some things that they differ from one another. So first, let us look at the commonalities. The title of today's message is A Wise Builder. Amen? Can everybody say a wise builder?
A wise builder.
Tell the person beside you, are you a wise builder?
I am a wise builder.
Amen. Brother Josie is an architect, so you ask him later. So, there are things that are common with these two men. Let us look into them. First, they both have a dream. Do you have a dream?
Amen.
Every one of us does have a dream. So, they both have a dream. Specifically, they both wanted to build a house. Amen? So, in the Bible, the word house, when we say the word house, it refers to a lot of things. Let us just look into it quickly. Number one, it's very obvious that they both wanted to build a life. Amen? It's very obvious that this man, they built a life, or they both wanted to build a life. Amen? So no, even without asking you, no one here wants to have a life of defeat.
Amen.
Do you know someone who's planning to fail in their lives? None, right? So no one here wants to build a life full of failures or fears. No one. Even when you ask some kids what do you want to become when you grow up, they have dreams. Right? They want to have a life of success. Amen? Number two, they wanted to build a family. House in the Bible often refers to a family. Let's look at the verse. It's in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. It says, and a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. Amen? So it refers to a family. Let's look at the next verse. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. So house in the Bible often refers to also as family. Are you following me?
Amen.
Amen. So again, without asking each and everyone, no one here wants to build a life or a family that has no unity. Amen. No one wants to build a family that does not have love for each other. We are family here, and we are applying the love of God for each and everyone. Amen? Because we don't want a family of mess. Amen? No one here got married today, and they are planning to get separated next month. Do you know of someone who planned all of the things on their wedding day? And then when you ask them, we're planning to get separated next year. No one, right? So no one wants to build a family, a dysfunctional family. Amen? There was this one couple, after 20 long years of marriage, one day the husband is reading his Bible. You know, the Bible that they used on their wedding day. It's the first time. It's full of dust, you know, and he's reading it. And his wife saw it. And she laughed, started to laugh. My husband is reading the Bible. Praise God! It's the first time I ever saw him reading the Bible. Maybe God is changing this husband. So, after the husband read his Bible, closed it, but he has a bookmark in it. He closed it. After marking one verse, he closed it, goes to his wife, embraced his wife, and kissed her. And then he went to bed. So, in curiosity, the wife went to the table where the Bible was, opened the Bible, and saw in the passage, highlighted, it says, love your enemy. Amen? At least he's reading his Bible. How many of you are married couple here? Married? Amen. So, one pastor said, you want your marriage to be successful, you enter into agribusiness. What agribusiness? You just say agree. You just agree. Yes. So just agree, okay? Amen. So number three, building a house also means building a ministry. Amen. Thank God for this ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So in the Old Testament, the temple, often called the house of God. And also the church is often referred to as the household of faith. Let us look at some verses. Exodus 34, verse 26, everybody read. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. Amen. Next. And 1 Kings 5:5, and behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. As the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, your son whom I will set on your throne,
in your place, he shall build the house of my name.
Amen. Again, without asking you, no one wants to build a ministry that will just fail. No one wants to build a ministry that is not in harmony with each other. Gusto niyo ba yun? That you are not in harmony with your brothers or sisters? Like the worship leader says, chorus, you're going to play the verse. Amen? So, we want to build a ministry of harmony. Amen? Because that's what the Bible is teaching us. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love the Lord your God. Because if you love the Lord your God, if you are so in love with the Lord, everything else will just follow. Service, Bible study, fellowship, everything, right? Because you love the Lord your God. Amen? Next, bro. Building a house also means building a society or a nation. The people of God in the Old Testament, he called them the nation or the house of Israel. Can you read the verse? Ezekiel 36:22, therefore.
Therefore says the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went.
Amen. So, the house of God, or the people of God, the house of Israel, also called the ministry, society. So, without even asking, let's say in the Philippines, we have this, what we call the House of Congress. Amen. In the United States, there's this White House. So, house also in the Bible also referred to building a society. And for you and me, we are part of a nation. Amen? We are all part of a nation being run and ruled by the elected leaders of our countries. Amen? So you and I, we all have our part of having a great nation of God. Amen? So let's look at the second common thing between the two men. First, they wanted to build a house, or they both have a dream. Number two, they both heard the words of Jesus Christ. Amen? So this man, as they are trying to build something, as they are trying to build their life, they also both heard the words of Jesus Christ. In today's terminology, these are the churchgoers. Amen? These are the people who are in church. These are the people who attend Bible study. These are the people who read their Bible every day. It's you and me. Amen? So both men heard the words of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, as he said in the verse, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine. So all who have heard and anyone who hears the word of God. So both the wise and the foolish man can both be hearers of the word. Amen? Next. It's a third common thing between the two men. They both experienced the same storm. Amen? So they both experienced the same storm. The storm in the Bible, it refers to trials, circumstances, tribulations. everything that you can think of when things are not going right in your life. Those are storms. Amen? So when a storm is coming, in the Philippines also, of course, like for example, the July, August, and September, these are rainy seasons, right? It's where the typhoons are coming one after the other. So the Weather Bureau, or the PAGASA in our home country, they are giving weather forecasts. They are giving forecasts for the weather for the whole week. So if the typhoon is so strong, we can all prepare before it even comes. Amen? So we depend on our Weather Bureau Center, or weather people, for our readiness before a storm or a typhoon comes. Even in the Bible, Jesus is the original life storm advisor. It says in John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Church, don't get surprised if things are not going right in this world. Because if these are the words of Jesus Christ Himself, that in this world you will experience a lot of circumstances, pains, tribulations, trials. But be of good cheer, because He said, "I have overcome the world." Amen. Amen? So this is where the comparison of these two ends. This is where the similarity of these two men ended. Why? Because we go to the comparison, we go to the differences. The differences between these two men is that the first man is wise and the second man is fool. Amen? They both have a dream, they listen to the word, and they face the same storm. Let us first define being wise. Being wise is being able to apply spiritual truth to everyday living. So you have heard the word, you have received the spiritual truth of the word of God, and you apply it. So when you obey or apply and you put it into action, then you are wise. On the other hand, the fool, or being a fool, is the inability or refusal to apply spiritual truth to life's choices. Every day we face choices. We need to choose between things that we need to do every day. But being a fool says the inability, although you heard the word, although you receive the word and you are in church and you say, "Amen! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Preach, Pastor, preach!" You and I both heard the same words, but when you go out, things change. Why? Because either you obey or you put the word into action or not. Amen? So, I have a question. What made the one wise and the other fool? Again, wise and fool, can we both have a dream, hear the word, have the same storm? Let's go to the question. Next slide. So what made the one wise and the other fool is simply obedience. Can everybody say obedience?
Obedience.
Yeah, so obedience. This is the foundation, that because everything we build, it is dependent on the foundation. Amen? So our foundation, as we hear the word of God, we act upon that word. The key is obedience. Amen? So let's talk about the foundation. We keep on hearing foundation, foundation. So let's talk about the foundation. Building a rock versus building on a sand. Building on a rock, simply, it is more expensive and it requires more time and effort. Amen? When you build something on the rock, of course, you have to exert more effort. It's a hard labor to build something out on the rock. While on the other hand, building on a sand is much cheaper. And also, it requires lesser time and effort. See, when you go to beaches, you can build something on the sand, but when the waves toss on it, it will just soon disappear. Because it's just sand, right? Even when you place a kid on the seashore, she or he will build something, and later on it will just pass, because it's just built on a sand. So, what we can learn from here is that the place where we begin, it matters most. So we have to identify where do we begin with our lives, with building our house? We have to identify. Amen. On our way here, I was asking Brother Josh, how deep do you think is the foundation of Burj Khalifa? Do you know how deep the foundation of Burj Khalifa? I don't know either. Hindi ko rin alam. No, it's deep because the higher the building or the taller the building, the deep the foundation. The taller the building you want to build, the deeper you have to go. Amen. The higher God wants to give to our lives, the higher God wants us to go for His glory, the deeper we have to go. The deeper we have to go to His Word. Amen? Amen. But the problem today, the Word of God is not where people start their foundation. Amen? The Word of God is not where people build their house. When they build something, when they build houses, they start with the ceiling, they start with the door, they start with the windows, they start with the roof. And then, you know, just when they are in trouble, already in trouble, then they depend on their ability. They depend on their knowledge, their careers, their diploma, their education, their experiences. That's where they depend their life on when they got in trouble. But when we look, it's not the Word of God that's their initial foundation. Amen? What they do, they apply all their learnings, their experiences, and they just sprinkle a little bit of Jesus to make it look, yeah, spiritual. Amen? Like one verse a day keeps the devil away. Things like that. Amen? So it's like that. So the big difference again between these two is the wise man acted or obeyed upon what he heard, and that is the Word of God. So listening to God's Word may be our first option. But the thing is it also our first thing when we are acting on it? Amen? Listening to the Word is our first option, but acting upon it, it may be not our first option. So we have to do both. The Word of God is the first option, and the Word of God must be the basis of our action. Amen? How many of you here are working in malls? Is there someone here that working on malls, in the stores, in the malls? Now, in Dubai Mall, every shops or every stores inside the mall, there are separate corridors or passage for the deliveries. There are service elevators where the delivery trucks are coming, and for the items every stores are going through, right? Because they don't go to the mall proper, they go inside for the deliveries and for ins and outs of their equipments or products. Now, in the corridor, because sometimes I go into Dubai Mall, we have a store there, and whenever I give support to the store, I pass by through this service area, service corridor. And they install this what you call motion detector lighting. That when no one is using it, the lights are off. But as soon as you pass, as you go from one end to the other, the moment that you step in one area or place, the light started to turn on. It's the way. It's their way to save electricity as well. Amen. Now the reason why I gave that example, because that's what God is teaching us. God's word, even if we heard it, it will not bring its power out from us unless we step out and do our motion. Unless God sees movement in us upon hearing His word, then the power of God's word will have no effect in us, even if you and I both heard the same word. Amen? But when you acted upon what you heard, as what Jesus is saying, power is unleashed. Amen? And you are going to experience how the power of God moves in your lives. Let's look at some examples. Moses held up his rod when he parted the Red Sea. Joshua and the Israelites, they marched 7 times and the walls had broken down. People moved the stone and Jesus called on Lazarus and Lazarus came back to life. And the servants filled the jars with water. and it turned into wine. Amen? Why Christians are being taught by the Lord with all these stories in the Bible? Because simply God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? The next slide shows we are walking by faith and not talking by faith. It's easy to say amen, praise the Lord. It's easy to quote Bible verses to every people you are encountering. But the question is, are you applying it in your lives? Amen. Can you ask the person beside you, are you applying the Word of God? Amen. So it's very important. Most of the life's defeat happens when we don't start with God and His words. Rather, invite or trust people. When we are in trouble, we seek people first and not God first. Amen. But don't get me wrong. If you have people in your life whom you really trust and you come to them for advice, you ask them for advice because you trust that person, don't get me wrong, you can. We can. But the thing is, you go to God first.
Amen.
You go to God first. You ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? And how do you want me to deal with my situations in life? And then you go to a brother or to a sister. But make sure that when you go to someone, you are going to someone who is going to give you God's point of view of the matter.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have a person like that in your life? If you have, you have to praise God and thank God for their lives. Amen?
Amen.
So don't mix up God's word with human wisdom. We have two kinds of wisdom, divine wisdom and human wisdom. Divine wisdom is the wisdom that comes from the Lord. But human wisdom, as James says, is demonic. Amen? So don't merely just trust in man. Jeremiah 17, cursed is the one who trusts in man. Amen? So if you are in trouble, you have to confide, of course, with someone. And the word, the message of God must not be mixed with what our friends will say, with what the culture is saying, with what the government is saying, with what the economy is saying. Stick to the word of God and make it as the basis and the foundation of your life. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go back to the story or to the parable. We don't know who among these two men is the wise and the fool, because everything looks the same, their houses, until the storm came. Amen? So, everything looks the same. Your house has door, has a window, my house also has it. But a storm reveals what foundations we are sitting on. Amen? The house looks the same. Brother PJ, you have a life, I have a life. You have a job, I have a job. You have a ministry, oh thank God, I have a ministry as well. You have a family, I have a family. You have a dream, I have a dream. You are part of a society, part of a ministry. I am also a part of a society and a ministry. What's the difference? The difference is only revealed when storm came.
Amen.
Amen. So everything looks the same, but most of the time, even though everything looks the same, when storm comes, you will determine if your foundation is solid or not.
Amen.
Amen. Whether you are sitting on a firm foundation, on a sand, or on a sandy foundation.
Amen.
Let us look at this. Amen. Praise God. So storms can be either external or internal. Because most of the times when we see problems with our health, life, relationship, family, jobs, or even ministry, we think of it as a storm, of course. But little do we know, there are also internal storms. We have doubts inside of us. We have fear. We have confusions. We have intimidations. We have self-pity. And most of all, depression. I can go on with the list. Kaso baka umabot tayo hanggang doon. Amen? So, these are just some of the things that are considered storms in life. You know, depression? This is something that people cannot see. That's why it's very dangerous to be depressed and not confiding your situation to people. Because little do we know, you'll just explode and you'll just hurt yourself and do things that are not really pleasant. Amen? But the truth is, next slide, we can fix our foundation, of course. We have the ability, we have the time. We can fix our foundations before the storm comes. But here's the problem. But not during the storm. Amen? So it's like is just about preparation. Prepare yourselves and your foundation and make the word of the Lord the basis of your foundation. Because you can fix before the storm, but you cannot fix during the storm. Amen? Let me give you a reality. Whether we like it or not, we are going to face storms in life. Amen? Actually, you don't need to find storms. Just keep living, storms will find you. Amen? Do you agree with that?
Amen.
Keep living your life, storms will come. But as the word of the Lord says, I have overcome the world, be of good cheer. Amen?
Amen.
That's the reality of life. And let me give you one another reality. Sometimes, can everybody say sometimes?
Sometimes
you are going to face the storm all by yourself. Without your friends, without your ministry leaders, without your pastors, without your family, because some of us here, we are on our own here without any family members. Sometimes we have to face a storm on our own, and we have to be courageous enough and to face all these kinds of storms. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
But not really. Why? Because the word of the Lord, even though the system of the government fails, even though your friends fail you, even though your loved ones fail you, this is what the word of the Lord says in Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That's why, amen. That's why it's very important to make the word of the Lord the firm foundation of your life, because everything else in this world will fail. Even this world that we live in, it will fail. It will pass away. But only the word of God will stand.
Amen.
Up to the end of the age. Amen? Praise God. So let's look at the next slide. Are you familiar with this?
Amen.
Amen. I wonder why people go and travel way to Italy just to see a tower doing like this, leaning on the other side. Amen? You know why this is leaning on the other side? The Leaning Tower of Pisa. This is leaning on the other side because it's located in Pisa. Pisa means marshy. Pisa means a soft, sandy foundation. Maybe that's why they call the marshmallow marshmallow, because of the word marsh. No, not Bruno Mars, but marsh. Okay, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Pisa again, it means marshy, or it's a soft foundation. When the builders of this tower is trying to starting to build this building, they stopped at the third story because they noticed that the tower is leaning, and every year it leans like a few meters or a few inch. It's leaning. So they stopped. And after further study, they continued up until the last story. But as the years go by, even up until now, they can't find a firm solution on how they can stabilize this structure. Why? Because in the first place, it was being built, the other side is being built on a soft, shifting foundations. Amen. We don't want our lives, our ministry, our family, our nation to be like this. Only to find out, we have worked so hard, only to find out that we have built our life on a wrong foundation. If you go to the Word of God, you can be amazed that the Word of God has all the answers in your life. Amen? Church, you don't need to memorize all the Bible. All the technologies are here right now, even in the mobile apps, in the Bible app. You can just search for a keywords and it will reveal and will give you all the keywords of all the passages in the Bible relating to your keywords. You can Google it what is the Bible telling about this? What the Bible tells about this? So you can have a solid foundation. You can build your life and my life as well on a solid foundation. That is the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
If you go to your pastor, Pastor Rico, Pastor Mark, Pastor June, if you go to your pastor as an individual and you are struggling, your pastor will use the Bible to point you out to a passage in the scripture relating to your situation. Amen? Then if you are a family and your family is falling apart and you are in you don't have unity in your family, you go to your pastor again. The pastor will open his Bible or her Bible and will point you again to a scripture or the Word of God for you to address your situation. If you are a church or if you are in the ministry and the ministry is falling apart, again, we look into the Bible and see how God wants His people to be led. Amen? If you are a president, a ruler of a nation, you don't want to have a society that is going to fall apart as well. You want to take care of the nation that you are leading. If you go to a pastor, again, the pastor will not switch books. He will open again his Bible and he will point you out the scriptures in the Bible on how a nation must be led. Amen. Every time Moses didn't know how and what to do next, he goes to the Lord and inquire of him. Do this and do this and do this. Go to Pharaoh, do this. This is what you say. This is what you say. Lord, why don't you just give me everything and put it on the list? If the Pharaoh says this, then you do this. If the Pharaoh says this, then you do this. No, every time the Pharaoh says no, I am not going to let the people go, the Israelites, Moses will go again to the Lord. Lord, what am I going to do next? Amen? So again, all we have to do is to act upon the Word of God, and obedience is the key. Amen? Let's end with this verse. It is in Psalm 18, verse 2. Can everybody read?
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Amen. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my strength, my shield, my horn, and my stronghold. Church, if this verse is not enough for us, we can always look back on how the Lord really wanted us to establish our lives based on His words. Amen. My assignment today is very simple. I know that we all love the Word of God. But my assignment today is just simple. God just wants me to go here and to make you fall in love and value the Word of the Lord more than how you value it right now. Amen? Amen? Amen. So I invite everyone to please stand. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, O God, for your message for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us and reminding us to always put our trust in you, to make your word a solid foundation for our lives, for building our lives, for building our families, for building our ministries, and for building our nations, or being part of a nation or a society, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do. I pray, O God, that you are going to empower us, O God, and let your grace be always be upon us, Lord, so that we can have an application, O God, of your word. Help us, Lord, to be wise men, just like in the story, just like in the parable. Help us, O God, to be wise in dealing with every circumstances in our lives. Help us, O God, to apply your teachings. Apply every word that you are trying to tell us or to teach us, O God, and make it as a solid foundation of our lives, Lord. Because we know that even though this world falls apart, your word will still remain, O God. Everything else will pass away. Friends may leave us. Family may leave us. Family may turn their backs on us. But you are not going to leave us, and you are not going to forsake us, O God, because we are holding on to your word, and your word is truth, O God, and you never change. You are the same God today, yesterday, today, and forever. And with this, O God, we give to you our lives, O God. Make it, Lord, and use it, O God, for the glory of your name. Help each and every one of us here, God, who have heard your words, O God. Just like the wise men, Lord, help us, O God, to have an application of these words, to put these words into our hearts, to put these words into our life, into our minds, and put everything into practice or into action, O God. Give us, Lord, a heart of obedience, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we celebrate this life that you have given each and every one of us, Lord, today. We thank you and we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody will say,
Amen.